in yellow, or the Daytona Yellow record. The LP at the Budokan by Cheap Trick. And live versions of I Want You to Want Me, followed by Surrender. I keep saying to my girlfriend, surrender, but she won't have it. Excellent music. I could let that play right the way through till 2 o'clock. but I don't think that'll be quite possible this morning. The 10 of 10 of us have been to the next track here. Coming up to 1:15 on 259. Are you thinking about printing? If so, then why not contact Concept Printing and Stationery Manufacturers? Concept can cater for all your business and personal needs. You can give them a ring. Back in those bus stations. On 051 630 3838. Or alternatively, drop in to Merton Road, Liscard, Wallasey, Monday to Friday. That's Concept Printing on Liverpool 630 3838.
I'm a machine on your technology, and now I understand. That's the Buggles on the Island label, and Video Killed the Radio Star, and guess who I've just had on the telephone? Paul Raven. And he said, will you give my program a plug tonight? I said, okay, Paul, I don't mind. You know, I don't mind, do you? But Paul Raven tonight on the wireless, 259 meters, he presents a sort of John Peely program, I suppose you could call it, of album track music. He never talks over the vocals of the record. You know, he just sort of says, throws the record switch down, and away he goes. So that's Paul Raven tonight. We've got two Pauls on the station, one Paul J, 2 till 4 following me, and the other one is 10 till midnight, the late show. 10 till midnight, Paul Raven with his album tracks. So hope you will play me a record. I'll ring up and say to you, play me a record. Hope you'll do that for me, Paul. I'll ring you about, I don't know, 10:45 for a record, something like that. I want to come out for the pub. Anyhow, Paul, maybe you'll appreciate this next little bit. It's the best of Jessica Callis, a little bit of comedy now on a Sunday afternoon. It's all about America when you went there.
I went to America in September. It's always been my ambition to go to America. And I finally saved up enough money and went. And it's always been long-standing. I mean, you know, you've seen so much on the telly and everything, haven't you? And I thought, well, I'd love to go. And, like, it is. Although they speak English and everything, it's almost like it is a foreign country. I mean, like, you can be really lost sometimes on what they're talking about and stuff like that. And people said to me, like, what did you think of America? And it's difficult, really, because when you get there, it doesn't surprise you, you know, because you've seen it all before. See, it's exactly as you picture it. It's no different at all. It's warm, and all the policemen are deformed. Yeah? All in wheelchairs and with flasher Macs or yeah? One arm. And driving around the highways, everywhere, fantastic highways, you can get anywhere in about 3 days. And And I've hired a car, and there was this place, it was in Sunset Boulevard or something, and it was called Rent-A-Rec. Literally called Rent-A-Rec. And I've got this Mustang three-wheeler, I think. Including the steering wheel, you know. And I was driving, because there's a 55-mile-an-hour blanket speed limit all over America. And I thought, well, you know, if I get caught, I'm in here for a couple of weeks, so I was belting everywhere about 80, and cellophane flapping in the windows. And like, obviously, I've been there for about sort of 4 or 5 days, and then it happened, you know, one day, you know, and suddenly, whip, 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 these police dogs, whip, 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 and whip, 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 and whip, 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 plump, 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 and they pull up behind you, you know, they don't pull up in front of you, right, they sort of draw it by the side, you know, and they say, pull over, and then they don't pull up in front of you, right, they sort of draw it by the side, you know, and they say, pull over, and then they pull up behind you. And like, and I was sort of sitting there, and suddenly, like, there's this six shooter in my ear. Yeah, I'm bonk. Like a bicycle clips job. Sorry, you have to know the joke though. And he said, "Okay, buddy, you got your license." I mean, I've never had a six-gun poked in my ear before. I mean, I've had a few things poked in me, but not a six-gun. I said, English. He said, okay, you got your license? It's in the bag. Okay, nice and easy. I gave him a license, you know. I was absolutely petrified, really. And he sort of sat there with this six-shooter. And like, he started flipping through my license. Now, I don't know whether this is funny, but like, he was flipping through, and he said, hey, you're a pretty good driver, huh? You sure are. You've been endorsed 3 times. Yeah, I've driven around a bit, you know, around. Me and James Hunt, you know, around. And like, because obviously he didn't know he was on it. And like, he was really sort of interesting, and they love English people. He said, ah, English house. Yeah, yeah. You know Mrs. Harris in Blackpool? Could do. A woman. Yeah.
Look, hair and legs.
Yeah. I think I know. I think I met her. Fantastic. And, got off with it. And everywhere, there's so many cars in America, you know, because, like, there's so many quiz shows on television.
That's right.
Because, like, that's it. That's all you ever win on quiz shows in America, is bloody cars, you know. You're sitting in the audience, you win a car, you know.
You want a car, Mac?
I don't want a car. I got three.
What do you mean you don't want a car? You won one. It's free. I don't want a car. I want to win the garden spade.
No, you can't have the garden spade. No, that's top prize, haven't you? You got the booby prize. It's a car. Oh, my garden needs digging, you know, and you got a car.
See people stop at traffic lights. Where'd you win your car, buddy?
Oh, no, sale of the century or something else.
And the adverts as well, like, I mean, they have so many adverts. You watch about 2 minutes of a film and suddenly blink, there's the advert, you know, like about 3 minutes of it. And they don't tell you that it's coming on. Because like over here, it's like end of part one, blink, you've got an advert, you know, at least you know it's coming. Over there, you don't know. Suddenly, he watches them like, you know,
Dorothy, your eyes are just like margarine.
Eh? You suddenly realise it's an advert, you know? It's like, and then they're back into the film and you just lose it completely. You haven't got a clue what's going on at all. And they love adverts about constipation pills. I'm not really, every other advert about constipation pills. And there's this, when I was there, there's great big ructions in America because like they finally got John Wayne to advertise his constipation pill. And then they paid him about $2 million or something. I don't know if John Wayne was constipated. I suppose, like, I bet he wasn't, he had to make himself to, you know, stuff himself with bananas.
For the best deal in the Northwest, try CV Row Car Sales of Wallasey. There are 30 to 40 good quality low mileage used cars always in stock, and all cars are available with 12 months parts and labour guarantee. So go along to Seaview Road Car Sales at 221 Seaview Road, Wallasey, and have a test drive today. You'll be under no obligation. Why not read the local press for a full up-to-date list of the cars in stock? Or phone 638-5624 and ask for Jim, Jerry or Mike, and they will be pleased to give you any information you want. The showrooms are open all weekend, and after hours, there is an answer phone service. The phone number again is 051-638-5624, and don't forget their motto, compare our prices. And there you had a little bit of Jasper Carrot speaking about America. If you've never been to America, believe me, it's all true, because I was there this time last year. 27 minutes past one, you're in line with John Dwyer on 259 metres in the medium wave. That's Merseyland Alternative Radio, coming to you this Sunday afternoon, 21st day of October, 1979. We're with you for 15 hours a day, Saturday and Sunday, and we look forward to your company from now right away to until 1 o'clock. Following me at 2 is Paul Jay. Following him is Bert Williams. Likewise, Mike Stand, back with Bert Williams, Paul Raven, 10 till midnight, and then rounding it all off between 12 midnight and 1 o'clock on a Monday morning is Bert Williams again. And he's determined anyway to shake off his cold by doing all these hours, I can say. I know he's a bit of a martyr, that's why I'm giving him all the praise. Right. Even though he did make yesterday's studio sound very, very cold indeed.
And the beat goes on!
Okay, the beat goes on. Well, this one's from Neil Sedaka, a couple of years old, and that's where the music takes me.
That's when the music takes me, take me to a brighter day. Day so long that I can't hold. a good feeling, helping me to find my way. When the bluebird sings her saddest sad song, and the wind brings the cold to tag along. Oh yeah, I can feel the spirit moving.
Years old, 1972, with Neil Sedaka. That's where the music takes me. And don't forget, tomorrow night, it's my final time I shall be mentioning it anyway, is a special night at the Hamilton Club in Birkenhead, because there they will be having a group called the Pirates with their guest artists. I think they are MI5. We don't know the full information, but it's the Pirates plus the guest group and DJ Mike Stand. That's tomorrow night. The tickets are £1.50 each. You can get them from Skeleton, Probe, Penny Lane and the Gallery Club. And it's £1.75 on the door, okie doke. So that's Pirates tomorrow night, the Hamilton Club, Birkenhead. It all starts at 8 o'clock and they would like your business if at all possible.
Radio Drunk.
A little bit before, I played two tracks by Foreigner, and in my opinion, this next group is very much like Foreigner in terms of style. It's Boston, and from the album, Don't Look Back.
I'm not afraid to
while 7 seconds of 7 minutes, or 6 minutes I should say, 5 minutes, 53, that's Boston from the album Don't Look Back, 22 minutes to 2. Good afternoon, it's 2:59 on the medium wave. Have you rang your friends and told them that we're on yet? You haven't? Well, why haven't you done that? Ring them up now, go on, give them a tingle. It only costs you 3 pence, so ring 3 people and just tell them 2:59 is on the air every weekend between 10 o'clock in the morning and 1 a.m. the following morning. 2:59 meters in the medium wave, Merseyland Alternative Radio, bringing you something different every 2 hours. Every 2 hours it changes, and the music changes with it, okay? From the greatest hits of 10cc, to another album we go now. This is Silly Love.